Welcome to Section 1C, the 8 Steps to Create a Multiple Streams Business. In the last section, I went over the 4 principles that will underlie your entire business. In this section, I'm going to give you a quick overview of the 8 steps. These are, because this program is a step-by-step program for how to build your multiple streams business. In this section, I'm just going to give you a very quick overview. In the next section, section 2, I'm really going to talk about how you set up your day-to-day business so that you can really start building this thing, because it takes a fair amount of time and energy. In section 3 through section 8, I'm going to go into real detail and cover each of these 8 steps. So for right now, I just want to give you a quick overview. The most important thing I want to bring home to you right now is that it's really important that you build this business following these steps in this order. I've seen people try to jump into step 5 or step 6, and because they haven't built the foundation, very often those steps aren't as efficient or as effective, and they don't really maximize the benefit of this program. So I want to really encourage you to have the patience and the fortitude to work through each of these 8 steps in order. So let's get to it. Here are your 8 steps. Step 1 is to pick your niche. I'm going to explain in lots of detail exactly what a niche is when I go over this step in section 3. For now, what I want to say is that it's important for you to think of this not as picking the right niche, but picking the right now niche. Ultimately, you want to build multiple funnels, multiple niches. So really, you're picking your first niche, and then you're going to go through the 8 steps with that first niche, knowing that you will be doing this again and again, but also knowing that the second time you go through, the third time you go through, it will move faster. So step 1, you pick your niche. In step 2, you get to know your niche. This is a research step. You want to really find out what their problems, their needs, their wants, their desires, who are they, where are they hanging out, and how do they express their problems, needs, and desires? What language do they use? In step 3, now that you really know what they want and need, you can design your solutions. And what that really means is taking a look at what you do, what makes you special and unique, and how does that really serve this niche? Why is what you do specially good for these people? And then you choose the packaging. And the thing that's important about the packaging is that it's packaging that your niche will be comfortable with, but also it's packaging that your niche will recognize as the answer to their problems, needs, and desires. You want them to take one look at what you've got and say, "Oh, that's awesome. That's perfect. That's exactly what I've been looking for." Then, once you've gotten to know your niche and you've designed your product for them, then you need to let them know that you exist. In other words, you need to generate traffic. You want to invite them into your funnel and drive that traffic over to your website where they can really start to delve into your funnel and where you can capture their contact information so that you begin to convert them from people who might be interested in you into people who then buy from you, in other words, customers. And once you've got them in your funnel, you want to engage with them, talk to them, and connect with them in ways that strengthen their relationship and pull them deeper into your funnel so that they are no longer customers, but they are really friends. And some of them may even become friends. Some of them may join your team in one way or another. So it's really all about engagement and deepening this relationship. Step 8 is about you. It's your bop. It's your bold, outrageous, provocative statement of who you are as a business owner, what your purpose is, what your mission is. Why are you doing this? And how do you serve? Your BOP, B-O-P, stands for Bold, Outrageous, Provocative Statement, is step 8.